Static.
Hey everybody, welcome to Static Show. This is Bob.
This is Green Goblin.
It's the Green Goblin, huh? Somehow it sounds like Con Shonery with like a olive stuck in his throat or something.
You think? Spider-Man, he does whatever a spider can.
Yeah, spins a web, catches flies.
You know what?
Watch out! What?
I want to be Tobey Maguire so bad.
Do you want to be Spider-Man, or do you just want to be Tobey Maguire?
I want to be Tobey Maguire, man. This guy has got to make out with Kirsten Dunst.
Right.
And Charlize Theron.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, he's the luckiest son of a bitch.
Maybe so, maybe so.
Oh, man.
I want to, this summer, I have a declaration to make. I haven't actually seen Spider-Man.
Yeah.
But I've seen the trailers and so forth online and on television and so forth. I'm going to dub this the Year of the Nip.
Yeah.
Because Kirsten Dunst has like some big honking nipples in the preview for Spider-Man.
That is the best reason to go see it.
And I saw Star Wars. This isn't going to give away any plot points, but Natalie Portman's nipping out in a couple scenes.
So. Oh, man, I'm so going to see that.
So if nipples through cloth really do it for you, this is the year for you. So.
Oh.
Yeah, all the big movies, a lot of nips. And we're not talking like Val Kilmer's Batman nipples or anything stupid like that. Bunch of homos. Talking about that stuff. I remember when the Batman movie came out, all I talked about was like, there's going to be nipples on the thing and the size of the cod piece. And I'm thinking, you know, what the? Who's talking about this?
Right.
I mean, really? Come on. Let's be honest.
I don't know. You must see Spider-Man, dude.
Well, I wanted to see that, but.
You've got to see this rain scene, man, and it's raining.
Oh, right, the upside down kiss thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Does he grope her?
Huh?
Does he grope her?
No, he doesn't, but man, I tell you what, he should.
See, I can already see the X-rated version of the Spider-Man where he, like, glues her to the ceiling and then humps her or something. Well, let me make a little web hammock for our love, and then he gets her from behind or from underneath or something kooky like that. That sounds like a good one.
Hey, I'd go see it.
Yeah, hey, there you
go.
Oh,
yeah.
You'd see that.
Oh, yeah.
They call it Heine Man.
Heine Man. Heine Man.
That doesn't sound good. Does whatever a Heine can. So he just shoots out brown goo.
Oh,
he either they're hard pellets or it's just like really runny. That's Heine Man. So he can manipulate his own feces to be, you know, he can knock somebody out with a rock hard turd.
Yeah.
Or he can make them slip around, or maybe he can stick them to the wall. Watch out. Here comes the Heine Man. The weird thing is, though, he does it from his wrist, like Spider-Man. It's embarrassing in public whenever he has gas, because it comes out of his sleeves. His hands are always disgusting, because he gets that stain, you know? Anyway, he has to arrange his diet to fit his crime-fighting needs. I need more cheese. All right, anyway.
Enough.
Yeah, well, I saw the Star Wars movie.
You did?
The other thing I got, I'm not going to give away anything because
Thank you.
Prior to taping here, you said you hadn't seen it. You don't want me to give anything away,
right.
So I will not.
Right.
But it is the Year of the Nip, so be looking for more throughout the summer. And I don't mean Tommy Lee Jones' nip in Men in Black 2 either. You know, I'm looking for, you know, something else.
All right.
But, you know, it's an overall statement. This one is better than episode one, you know, the last new one we had.
Right.
But it still doesn't hold a candle to the original movie.
You think?
And I was thinking about this. I do think that. And I was thinking about this, and I know why.
Why?
Because you had a whole generation of mostly guys who this movie was almost essentially their first sexual experience at the movies, really. I mean, it wasn't a really dirty movie or anything.
Yeah.
But when you were a kid and you went and saw this, it was like the best movie you'd ever seen at that point in time. And there was a whole big, you know, impressionable age group out there, like when we were kids. And so, you know, in 1977, we got done with this movie. It was like, oh my gosh. You know what I mean? So the new ones just don't have that effect anymore because there's been so much more out there since then.
I thought you were going to say you had some kind of weird crush on Chewbacca or something.
Yeah. Look at it. No, no, I didn't have a weird crush on Chewbacca.
Oh.
No, it was just like, it was such an amazing movie for the time.
Yeah.
That it, you know, a lot of people really got into it. More
right.
than previous ones. I mean, you know, you like Jaws and
right.
so forth. But this was like such total candy, you know. And then, but now they've made so many things that are like that, that these things just don't, you know, they don't compare because there's just so much more out there, you know what I mean? It's like, okay, can you imagine? The first day, you got the fruits and vegetables in the store. There's no candy. And then they placed that very first, like, Zag Nut right between the tomatoes and the lettuce.
Right.
And you get one. And you're like, oh my gosh, this is the best fucking thing I've ever ate.
Yeah.
And then, you know, there's a bazillion candy bars out there. It's like, you know, I don't know what I want, you know?
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. Anyway. That's not really, I didn't really want to talk about that long. But
wow.
But that's what I was thinking, so, you know.
Well, at least you gave nothing away, so that's good.
Yeah, I didn't, well, except for the nip thing.
I want to see that.
Yeah, look for it.
I will.
Everybody, I want to, you know. I didn't note the time or anything. I wasn't wearing a watch, but, It was interesting. I was surprised to see it as well, so.
I'll be watching.
Yeah, you will be. You keep your eyes glued on that, for that, you know.
Yeah.
Natalie Portman nip going on.
There. Oh, yeah.
So what's going on with you?
I had a young child point out my obesity last week.
Like, look, Mom, the Goodyear blimp, or what?
Yeah, it's like,
I didn't know.
Huh?
I didn't know Abercrombie and Fitch made him that big.
No. No, I keep running into this little kid that's in my son's preschool class.
He got a store banner. Why don't I get one?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's my shorts, goddammit.
This kid, we'll call him Little Billy.
Okay.
He keeps showing up at this arcade that I like to take my kids to.
Uh-huh.
And so last time I was there, I was letting my kids play air hockey.
Oh, yeah, that's fun.
Because as you know, I love air hockey.
Sure. It's who doesn't love air hockey? Tell me a person who doesn't.
Huh?
Tell me a person who doesn't love air hockey.
I don't know. I couldn't say.
Okay.
But I was wearing like this white t-shirt. It's kind of like an old white t-shirt, you know.
Sure. Does it have any kind of like name or logo on it?
I don't remember.
Or is it so stretched out and distorted you can't read it?
I thought the kid was gonna point out that the shirt looked dirty, which it did.
So. Yeah.
He's pointing towards my belly. And he goes, "What's with your shirt?" I go, "Oh, it's just a little dirty." Right?
Yeah.
He goes, no, how come it sticks out so much?
Because there's a whole lot of loving on the other side, my friend.
And, you know, it finally sank into me that maybe I have a weight problem.
What do you mean, finally?
I've been in denial about it.
Oh, really?
God. Yeah, I'm like 6 foot tall.
I thought it was pretty goddamn apparent.
And I'm like 260 pounds, you know, of pure love.
Yeah, pure love, yeah.
And this little child just pointed out my obesity to me. Now I'm, like, having a hard time with it.
From the mouths of babes. Or in this case, little children. The babes
shocking.
Won't even talk to you. What?
It was shocking.
Really? So what are you going to do about it?
Well, that wasn't the worst part.
I thought I told you you were fat when I was there, but you just didn't believe me?
Yeah. Well, when a little child points out shit, you know. And
yeah. So what are you going to do?
Well, the problem, that wasn't the worst part of it.
He's not wearing pants.
Hey, do you like candy? No, this kid has been sent to the arcade with no money.
Somehow you walk around, you lick lifesavers and stick them to pubic hair and walk around in public and ask kids if they want candy. Is that the deal?
No, this kid, I've seen him twice in the arcade, doesn't have any money, and he's always trying to bum money off me.
Oh, Jesus.
You know, that's like the worst kind of kid in the world.
Who was that asshole guy in our film class who would always bum all everybody's equipment?
Oh, Dave.
Well, no, it wasn't Dave. He was that guy who was like always trying to get people to go to these like save the trees things and all this kind of stuff.
Oh, I don't know.
I remember I like lashed out at him one day and everybody got mad at me.
Yeah.
Like, go buy your own fucking hole punch or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't he the graduate student?
I don't know. But anyway, that's his kid probably because he did the same damn thing.
Know. The kids turned out to be a panhandler. I'm like, get out of here. Go.
See, you know why I hate panhandlers.
I know.
I'm vicious.
I know. You would enjoy this story if I said that.
Oh, geez. What was that?
I think you were molested by a panhandler once.
No, I wasn't molested by Give me a nickel or I'm going to violate you.
I guess.
No.
Okay, I'll take the violation.
That's what I said. I'm not going to give you anything. Oh,
I got
God.
The nickel, but hell, I'll go for the fun, good time.
My ass!
Ah!
No, I wasn't violated by panhandler.
No, but I don't know.
So do you give in to this kid or what?
No, like, when I first saw him at the arcade, like, I let him play a game with my kid, you know, thinking, well, you know, I'll be nice.
Right.
And give him a quarter.
Oh, look, it's the benevolent fat guy.
Yeah, but yeah, now I'm like Rockefeller to this kid. Like, hey, man,
hey,
come here, dude.
Give me a token.
I'm like, go.
Hey, you're fat. Give me a token.
Yeah, I know. I can't get rid of this kid now. I'm like, you know, like, get out of here.
See? I told you many years ago, don't give these people money.
Yeah.
All they'll look for is more money.
It's like when they say don't feed the bears, you know, at the park, you know, don't.
Right. I told your wife not to have sex with you either, but look what she did.
Hey.
He's just going to want more. Let me tell you.
Hey, nanny, nanny.
Oh, man.
I don't know. I don't know.
That's weird. Are you punching buttons or what are you doing? Are you
making has decided to make Kool-Aid behind me.
Oh, okay. It sounds like you're like microwaving brownies or something.
No, it's...
You know...
The whole
Mom,
thing going on behind me.
I'm fat, but I'm going to microwave these brownies. Because they're fast and good. I love a hot brownie. I can't pass it up. I'm going to eat the whole little tray. All 9 brownies or whatever the hell comes in one of those things. Oh, man. Not panhandling, but squatting is what I have a problem with right now.
On your own property?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Well, I guess it was Thursday morning. Somebody decided that my yard looked like a really good place to drive their car.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about that.
Well, the terrible thing is they decided that my neighbor's yards were pretty good, too.
Oh, get out of here.
So they left the roadway at my neighbor's house. And then drove through my yard, and then drove through my neighbor's yard, only to get stuck in the ditch. So I'm leaving for work at like 6 o'clock in the morning, and I see this car, and I'm like trying to figure out what the hell it's doing.
Yeah.
Because it's like, perpendicular to the road. And so I go and investigate, worried that I'm going to find like some bloody cracked skull
right
in the front seat.
Right.
And it turns like everybody ran away from the scene, but they had driven this car through several yards and then wrecked in the ditch because it was much deeper than I think they thought.
Right.
And so I'm like, I was like so pissed off at the point in time when I found this, you know, one of those kind of, you know, Hulk rage kind of pissed. If I find these fuckers,
Mr. McGee,
I want to crack their nuts and make omelets. They're going to eat them. You know, stuff like that, you know.
Yeah.
And then I decided that nobody was around. There was, like, nobody got hurt. There's no blood. There's no, like, liquor bottles strewn everywhere.
Right.
And I thought, well, maybe it's just an accident. And so I took down the license number, and I just went ahead and went to work.
Right.
And I called from work, and I called the police and said, hey, there's this car in the neighbor's yard. And my neighbor doesn't work, like, during the day. He works at night or something.
Right.
So he either wasn't home yet or he was sleeping.
Right.
So I figured I'd do him a favor and, you know, help him out by getting rid of this car for him.
Right.
By calling the cops. And so the cops came, and they towed the car, like, within, like, I don't know, 2 hours. It was crazy fast. You know, usually you kind of get the put-off from the cops.
Right.
So is this your car? No. I don't know whose car it is, you know, that whole big long-winded thing. So why is it in your yard? I have no fucking idea. So
why do you think they did it?
Yeah, why? What do you think? You think it's, you know, I don't know. Somebody stole the car. I don't know. Whatever. So I thought it was pretty amazing they come and pick it up in 2 hours and didn't give me a lot of shit.
Right.
But as I was driving to work, you know, I was so mad at first, and I was driving to work, I realized that I had driven my car through several yards in my youth.
Uh-oh.
And it was all kind of coming back as a fond memory.
Oh, boy.
Me and some friends of mine. It's actually a friend of mine that you you love, this friend of mine. His name's Mark. That's all I'm, you know, I won't give his last name. My friend Mark and I used to drive, I used to drive sometimes, but he used to drive his truck, and we used to go through all kinds of things. We'd go through yards and through cornfields and through ditches, and I mean, it was just a veritable smorgasbord of driving through things. The neighborhood park, we like to drive through the park.
You guys didn't do this while you were naked or anything?
No, no, not at all. Well, I mean, he was always partially naked because, you know, he had a penchant for not wearing his buttoning his shirt. He's like he's part Eskimo or something.
Yeah.
And he doesn't like to button his shirt, and he's like got this huge super tan belly hanging out.
Yeah.
Miles just loved gawking at him and couldn't believe it.
Believe in miracles.
You were so jealous of this guy because he just did it.
Yeah.
And like we'd go drink, and then we'd just decide we were going to drive someplace, and if it happened to be other things in the way, we just keep going, you know.
Yeah.
And so by the time I got to work to call the police, I wasn't really mad. I was just like, well, let's get this cleaned up, you know.
Right.
So I thought that was pretty interesting that you have this first reaction, and you have to remember back to whenever you drove, like, you know, through a cornfield or a bean field. And
Back in the day. Wow.
And then I just mellowed out totally, and I'm like, oh, man, these guys were probably just drinking and decided, you know, it's not so bad.
Now you're getting old, man.
I know. I never do that today, but
yeah.
At the time, it was great, you know, showing up at McDonald's with, like, two giant stalks of corn hanging on the bumper, you know. That was always fun. So, yeah, I wasn't so mad. But it turns out somebody did steal a car.
Oh, really?
And they wrecked it in my neighbor's yard, yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. But they caught the guy.
Oh, is this one guy?
Yeah, well, I guess there's one guy that's being charged with it.
Oh, was it a teenager?
He was 20. I got his name and everything.
Well, let's announce it on the show.
Yeah, no, I don't have it in here with me, but...
Oh, okay.
I know whose car it was. This is the weird thing. The cop stopped by and gave me the accident report if I wanted to claim anything on insurance.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, they tore up the yard, but I'm really not going to claim anything. I mean,
right.
I guess I could get, like, a couple squares of sod or something.
Yeah.
Anyway... But, yeah, I got the guy's name who stole the car, who they stole it from, like their address, their phone number. It's crazy what the information they gave me.
Are you going to have this guy caned?
No, I don't think I can have him caned.
Oh, okay.
I don't think a couple of ruts in the yard constitute caning, but, you know, who knows. So, yeah, I just ought to call him up and thank him. You know, thanks for the memories, buddy. Of course, the person whose car he stole would be like one of them having caned or deballed or something, I'm sure. Because this was like a regular four-door sedan. It's not the kind of thing you can really take through a couple of yards without having severe damage. So.
Right.
Yeah. So where I just, you know, thought I'd announce that. Maybe he'll listen, and I can say, thanks, buddy. bringing back some really fond memories, driving through other people's yards.
Thanks for the memories.